You're listening to Proven Perspectives, a podcast with John Hawkins, the founder of Leadership Edge Incorporated. I'm Laura, John's daughter, and in each episode, we will explore a topic related to life, leadership, or mentoring. Through nearly 50 years of faith in Christ, John has learned proven life and leadership perspectives that will equip listeners for a lifestyle of leadership in their marriages, families, careers, communities, and churches.
Hey, it's good to be with you today.
Yeah, it's great to be with you. It's a treat to be seeing you face to face today.
Well, we're having a great time in California with you and Adam and the grandkids. It's a joy.
Well, and it's fun. So this is the first podcast.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, this is a fun thing to get to work with you on.
And for those of you who are listening, this was originally my daughter's idea. So we are doing what she thought was a good idea, and I've come to believe it's a great idea.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about leaving the results to God.
Yes, we are. And I'm really excited about today's topic. It's something that, as we'll talk about in a few minutes, I feel like God's been teaching me about all my life. But really just in the last few months, it's begun to be a little more crystal clear for me and very applicable and relevant in terms of how to live into that and lean into that.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Let's get started.
Okay.
By God's grace, been a Christian for 47 years. And I think one of the things he's been wanting me to learn the whole time is that I need to trust him in the everyday things of life. And one of those is with the results of my responsibilities. Mm. I tend to be the kind of person who thinks it's all about me, gets real self-absorbed, and I get just tied up in knots. Mm-hmm. And I've learned, had to learn that, as we're going to be talking about in this podcast, my responsibility every day is in faith to do all that God calls me to do today and then leave the results to Him. So I'd say it's a lifelong lesson. For some reason, just in the last two or three months, it's become a lot more crystal clear to me and something I'm able to lean into a lot more.
Hmm. Yeah, I can really relate to the sense of feeling like it's all about me and I have to make it happen. I like the way that you boiled it down to our responsibility and God's. So as you're sharing this, I agree that it's my job to obey and leave the results to God, but sometimes I struggle to apply this in real time to my real life. And so walk me through, like in your own head, how you think about this and how you get to that point of giving it to God.
You know, there's several scripture passages that have guided me to this, and one of them is Psalm 127, where it says, "Unless the Lord builds a house, those who labor, labor in vain. Unless the Lord keeps watch over the city, those who keep watch in vain." And then it says, "It's vain for you to rise up early, to retire late, to eat the bitter fruit of your labor, for the Lord gives to his beloved in their sleep." And so that passage has told me that as Christians, we're to be building the house. We're to be keeping watch over the city. Mm-hmm. The responsibilities that God gives us, we are to go after. But we have to realize that if we don't go after them in the way that God sees best, then he calls it vain. Yeah. And in that passage, the word vain literally means empty. Mm-hmm. When God looks at our striving around building the house, keeping watch over the city, and he's like, that's nothing to me. So in terms of the practical outworking, I think in the responsibilities of mine, like building a house or keeping watch over a city, I have to keep in mind, okay, God, this is work you've given me to do. I need to do it, not just in my kind of stoic energy, but I need to do it trusting you for every part of it, for the strength I need. But then after I've done all I can do in your strength to realize, if you're not building this house with me, if you're not keeping watch over the city with me, then it's vain. And then another part of the practical outworking to help me to see if I'm getting this or not is, am I getting rest? Hmm. Because the last part says it's vain for you to rise up early, to go to bed late, to eat the bitter fruit of your labor, for the Lord gives to his beloved in their sleep. So a practical part there for me is, am I trusting God to the point to where I'm willing to let go of it, trust him with the results, and go to bed or do something that will give me some refreshment?
Yeah, that's really good. So, with that, I know that there have been seasons in my own life where it almost felt impossible to do everything that I needed to do and still get the rest that I need or take care of myself. What would you say to someone who really does want to honor God with the way that they spend their time and live their life, and yet it's just really struggling to get done the things that they feel really need to get done?
Yeah.
And also get rest?
Yeah, you know, probably the most profound thing I know, maybe even the only profound thing I know in life, is that at every point we must run to Jesus and admit our great need for Him. And so in a situation like that, I think we need to go to Him and say, you know, God, where I'm at right now, I don't know how to explain it, but it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing this in faith. I'm not trusting You with the results. I'm not getting the rest I need.
Yeah.
And God, I need Your help. I need You by Your Spirit and Your Word and through Christian community to help me to see where I'm wrong, what's not right here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the starting point to your question is to start with Jesus. Don't try to figure this out on your
own.
Yeah,
that's good.
Don't try to, you know, read a book only about
mm-hmm.
it. But run first to Jesus, because He's the one, through His Spirit, that's going to give you the guidance that you need.
Mm-hmm.
I think that as you do that, then you may want to bring in, you know, your husband Adam or other Christians in your community to help you to see your life with some perspective. I think we tend to live our lives where it's just so close to us, so much in front of us, that we can't really see our lives, our influence, kind of how we live our days with very much perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's really good, after you've gone to Jesus first, to then go to a trusted godly counselor and say, can I just kind of pour this out to You? You help me sort through what's wrong. Because it could be something as simple as just you're trying to do too many things.
Mm-hmm.
But it also could be that you've kind of got the work, the balance of work that is appropriate for you to have with your responsibilities, but you're really not trusting God with it. You're really not
right.
trusting Him with the results.
Okay.
So I think those two things, start with Jesus, then get some counsel, and pray for God to give you perspective on what is my problem right
mm-hmm.
now.
Right, that's good. So we've talked some about how this looks as far as us in our own minds and our own hearts getting clear perspective with Christ. What about the context where we are responsible to someone else for our results? So like in a work context, when your boss gives you a deadline, how do we think about our responsibility and God's responsibility and all of that?
Yeah, and that's exactly kind of the question. Of when we come to understand sort of a new insight for life that's biblically based, that's one thing. Learning how to live it out in everyday life is kind of a whole another thing,
mm-hmm.
and a very important thing. I think that in most jobs you have, whereas you may be thinking, okay, in faith I must do all that God's calls me to do today in my job, and then I need to leave the results to Him. You can be thinking that way, and then your boss shows up
mm-hmm.
and says, okay, Laura, by next Tuesday, I'm expecting this result from you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm expecting this deliverable, whether it's a report or a study or analysis or a project plan or whatever. And, you know, they're perfectly right to expect that of you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that makes perfect sense. The thing is, it puts you in a tension.
Mm-hmm.
And the tension is a boss who's saying, I'm holding you responsible for this result, and a God who's saying, you need to trust me for this result.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you negotiate that? And I think that what you do is at that point you go to God and say, you know, God, you know my job.
Mm-hmm.
This is my job. This is what my boss is expecting of me. And though maybe because he's not a Christian, he's really thinking I'm ultimately responsible. God, what I want to do is I want to trust you and do everything you help me to see to do to produce this result. But I know, and you know, God, that if this result's produced, it's not just going to be because of me. It's going to be because you were building the house with me. You were keeping watch over the city with me. That's how the result will come. So in a secular job, and really even in working with a Christian organization, you do live in a tension of people expecting you to produce results, and you knowing that ultimately God has to produce them, and you standing in the middle of that and trusting God and being in communication with God in that.
Great. So, Dad, you mentioned that, and I think we're going to include as part of the show notes, a paper that you wrote recently about leaving the results to God. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, Laura, I am kind of a logically sequential thinker. And I have to think things out kind of A leads to B, B to C, C to D. So as I began to think about this whole idea of in faith I must do all God calls me to do today and then I must leave the results to Him, I began to ask some questions. The first question was, is this biblical? Are those two sentences, is that frame for my everyday life, is that biblical? How is that biblical? So the first question in this paper is it biblical? Second question, which is always very important, is, okay, if it is biblical, do I believe it? Because we learn a lot of things in the Bible that we believe are biblical, and yet sometimes we stumble with, but do I believe this? Do I believe this? So the second part of the paper, and real short, 2.5-page paper, is around, do I believe this? And then third, kind of how does this work out in kind of difficult, challenging life situations? You know, one of the interesting parts about is this biblical, what I was trying to get at here was not could I find one or two proof texts that would sort of prop up this idea of in faith I must do all God calls me to do today and then I must leave the results down. What I wanted to do was kind of look throughout Scripture, throughout the Old Testament, into the New Testament. Are there passages that substantiate, that support this? And so the first one in there is in God's call to Abraham in Genesis 12. And God makes this call to Abraham. He tells him that he needs to leave and go somewhere else, and he's going to make a great nation of him. So there are things in there that Abraham needed to do. He needed to pick up and leave. He needed to believe God, and then he needed to move. And in the course of things, he needed to have familial relationships with his wife so that he could be a father of many nations. So we start there. There were things for Abraham to do, but there's no way Abraham could pull that off. No way. And then we look at some other passages in the Old Testament. One I just already mentioned, Psalm 127. And then we look in the Gospels and in the epistles of Paul. And we do see, yes, this is biblical. This is a sound way to think about it. And then we get into, but do I believe it? So that's a little bit about the paper, and we're really glad to be able to share that as a show note, just as a way for them to at least kind of get how I've worked my mind around this.
Yeah, so you're talking about how you've worked your mind around this. And so helping to understand, you said that this is a lesson God has been teaching you over and over, or like in deeper ways throughout life. So how have you seen it to be an important thing for you to understand?
I think the reason why it's important is this, and this is huge. In Hebrews 11:6, the word says, and without faith it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he rewards those who seek him. Now that's a huge statement. It basically says, I don't care what you do. I don't care what you do, period. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how gifted you are. I don't care how dedicated. I don't care any of that. If you're not doing it in faith, it will not please God. And we just have to keep crashing into that statement that it doesn't matter anything If I'm not trusting God, it's not going to please him. And then it gets very explicit in the second part of that verse as to what that would look like. Mm-hmm. And it says, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, mm-hmm. and that he rewards those who seek him. So what that means is, in the midst of all my responsibilities and all the times where I'm just like, it's all up to me, I've mm-hmm. got to pull it all off. If I'm going to please God, in that moment, what I have to do is stop and say, God, I believe in this crazy, chaotic moment of my responsibilities, you are fully present, just mm-hmm. as you were in the Old and New Testament. You are fully present right here in these circumstances. And if I seek you in these circumstances, you will bless me. Mm-hmm. So the reason that it's so very important is because it links to, I can't please God without this.
Right.
And our life purpose is to bring honor and glory to God. Mm-hmm. It's not to get everything on my checklist mm-hmm. done. It is to bring honor and glory to God. And the only way that can happen is as I'm doing it in faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that really resonates, Dad. So I want to think like this. I'm several steps behind you. How do we get started with really believing this, really operating it out of that being true?
Yeah, well, one easy way is this, is just quickly think in your mind or jot down on paper, what are the responsibilities I have right now that are producing churn in my mm-hmm. soul? Mm-hmm. Like that I'm not restful about, that I'm churned up about, that I have fear, anxiety, sleeplessness, tension, stress, mm-hmm. whatever. Begin listing out your responsibilities, especially looking for the ones that are producing churn. And then as you do that, think through, okay, God, help me to see, how is it in this responsibility that I'm not either not doing that in faith, mm-hmm. or I'm assuming that I've got to pull off the results when I realize now that only you can.
Right.
So I think one is find the ones that are producing
find the churn.
Find the churn. Second one is go to Jesus and just say, you know, God, I don't know how to fix this. I'm the one who has myself in this. Please help me through your word, through your spirit, through counsel of others. Help me to see, how is it that I need to either do this in faith in you, or I need to do it in a way that's leaving the results to you. And then begin practicing that and realizing that in some ways there's never exactly a fix to this. For the rest of my life, I will need to run to Jesus every day and admit my need for his help to help me to conduct the responsibilities I have in faith, leaving the results to him.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's really helpful to me, Dad, and I think it will be to our listeners as well. Thanks for making time to talk about this.
You bet. It's been a pleasure.
Listeners, if you would like to find out more about John's thoughts on life, leadership, and mentoring, please go to the Leadership Edge website at www.lead-edge.com. Or if you have questions or ideas of topics for future podcasts, please reach out to us at lai@lead-edge.com. We look forward to hearing from you.